It's okay. Okay, let's start. Welcome. Can you understand me? Okay, then we let the climate control air conditioning on, though it's comfortable for you. Okay, the last talk in this room today, some words about Munich's Linux project. Maybe if you've heard about this, one of the biggest Linux migration projects during the last years. And I'll talk about the history and what's the current status. Some words about me. My name is Florian Schiesel. I'm the vice director of the Linux project. I'm not a developer, and I'm not a Debian developer. If you have any detailed questions about the techniques, about how we are doing, etc., we have two people here, Florian Meyer and Robert Jene. They are really developers, and ask them afterwards maybe, but maybe I can answer also. It's the first time for me being at a Debian conference, and it's much fun. By the way, who of you attended already a Debian conference? Okay, some not. If you have the possibility to play a card game called MAU, Debian MAU, do this, try this. I tried this yesterday in the evening, and it's much better than being drunken. Let you surprise. Don't drunk, just play cards. I think it's cheaper and you don't have any headache after this. Okay, 3 years of using free software in Munich, let's start. What is Munich? The people from Germany, I've learned many people from Germany are here at this DebConf already know what's Munich. The people from outside know it. After this slide, you know the Oktoberfest, that's Munich. Okay, you know our famous city, maybe you know, and you know the FC Bayern and our Allianz Arena. These are real signs from Munich. And from 2003 on, there have been another sign from Munich, and that was free software, that was our Linux project. Munich is the third largest city in Germany, the 12th largest in the European Union. And if I believe our statistics, we are one of the top 5 IT regions throughout the whole world. Far behind Silicon Valley, of course, but another top 5. That's Munich, southern part of Germany. What will I talk about? Of course, what is the history of our project? Why did we choose free software and open standards, the costs, the current status? The main two points is, at first, the migration to OpenOffice, and the second, the migration to a free open source based client, a Debian based client, and what we learned about during the last years. So, I've been asked many times in the past, why? Why are you doing this? Why did you choose to be free of one company? And the only answer to this question is the company itself, was it? Microsoft told us they don't want us to be customer anymore for the future. So we had to switch. Why? We built up our IT infrastructure from 1995 until 2000, 2001. The first time the whole city administration has networked PCs running Microsoft Windows NT4, Microsoft Office 97, 2000. And in this time, Microsoft told us, Ella Page, you can't use our software anymore because we will stop the support. Okay. And that was exactly the time we had to think about alternatives. Of course, Microsoft-based alternatives, and that's a clear task, a clear objective of the German law about alternatives in general. And we did this. So if someone asks, why do you do this all, tell them Munich is migrating to free software because Microsoft wants them to do this. We had our pre-study examining some alternatives, and in the end, we can tell our city council, our policymakers, our highest political decision makers, you can choose between two alternatives who have been nearly equal during our pre-study, and not only, and that's an important point, not only in costs. Many studies comparing Microsoft and free software only look to costs. No, we didn't. We did not look only to costs. We also examined the technical feasibility, but there's no technical problem using free software, and strategic arguments. For example, if we had chosen to go to Windows XP in the past, the whole city administration had to migrate to Active Directory also. If we want to run our Microsoft Office products in a really effective way, we have to use SharePoint, we have to use Exchange. And that was the point. Our city council said no. We don't want to be dependent on just one single company. We want to increase our independence from software vendors, from consultants also. Why do we need just one company to tell which consultants can train us? We want to be independent from platforms and from timelines, external timelines. We want to have a freedom of choice. We want to decide ourselves what IT infrastructure we will use in that the IT of our city. Of course, it's not only a matter of independence, it's also a matter of economy. Last CeBIT, meanwhile a very small trade fair in Germany, taking place in March every year, I heard a Microsoft talk, and the Microsoft consultant told everyone who wanted to know, and even everyone who didn't want to know, there are about 33,000 certified Microsoft partners in Germany to fulfill your requirements, to be consultants just for you. I had a talk afterwards, and I told the people, it's great to have about 33,000 Microsoft certified partners in Germany. Partners who have a certified by Microsoft and then can do their job. In the world of free software and open standards, speaking about Germany, there are 80 million possible consultants taking part in this business, taking part in this economy. You don't have to be certified by one single vendor to do your job, to take part in the software market. So if communities like we do, municipalities like Munich, choosing alternatives means, in our sense, the equality of opportunities for small and medium-sized companies and enterprises, a very strong economic factor in the European Union. And, of course, a third argument why we did this, costs. In the short term, of course, you won't save any money if you go away from the solution you already installed. But in the long term, we want the possibility to decide where we want to spend our costs. We want the possibility to reduce our costs because we have the choice. Do we want to update? Yes or no? If yes, do we want it to do on our own or use an external service provider for this? That are choices. We just have using free software. And our city council decided, I think you already know, using free software and open standards for the workstations. I emphasize this because we are only talking about workstations. We have no Microsoft server in the past. We don't have any for the future. So I'm only talking about workstations, free software and open standards. And another, the second, in my opinion, a very important decision, use platform independent, platform open business applications for the future. We won't learn from the past if we migrate every program we're using to Linux, for example. Because maybe in 5 years and 10 years, there's a completely different way of operating your business, so we have to migrate them again. So platform independent solutions for our business applications was the second, not well known, but mostly important decision of our city council in 2003 and 2004. Costs. One thing I'm asked every talk, every interview, what about costs? And I can tell about a cost estimation. I do not have any more numbers than just the estimation firstly calculated in 2003, approved in 2004 by another external company. And we think that a switch to free software and open standards will cost the city of Munich about 12.8 million euros. In which fields? One main part on the upper left, the office migration, I'll talk about this later on. One big part, the two on the bottom, applications and licenses, I sum it up under the term business applications. I'll also have a slide about this later on. And on the upper right, training costs. Quite a lot of training costs. Yes, but that's the decision we made in Munich. I know about some other public authorities in Germany who migrate from Microsoft Office to OpenOffice. And their training costs are creating a DIN A4 flyer, differences Microsoft Office to OpenOffice, and print this flyer and give it out to the employees. That are lower training costs. We don't want this. Training is a one success factor for acceptance, for motivation. So we want to stress on training. We want to train our employees, and though there are higher costs in Munich. You can lower training costs, but you have to decide. Our current numbers. You can't read it, I think, in the back, so I'll tell you. Every workplace in Munich is using free software at the moment. 14,000 workplaces, not an operating system. We use Firefox, Thunderbird, GIMP, OpenOffice, and so on every workplace, and additionally, on another 28,000 workplaces in the schools inside Munich. Why is this important for me? Yes, think about your children coming home and telling you, I have to give a talk next week, for example, in biology. And the teacher told me I have to do a presentation, some slides, and I have to use PowerPoint. You, as free software developer, will say, thank you, I have to buy licenses because the teacher wants me that my children talk uses PowerPoint. So that was a decision made very early. We don't want that anybody has to buy proprietary licenses because we want them to do so. And that's exactly what Nelly Kroes, the EU Commissioner for Competition, said last year. She said, no company, no public, no authority should be forced to buy proprietary licenses because any public authority had done this decision for them. That's European competition law. I don't know if that's the equal case everywhere in Europe. I already told you all our workplaces are using OpenOffice because we are doing a soft migration. In a first step, we migrate to OpenOffice. Why are we doing this? I'll take later on. And in a second step, we will migrate the workplace to a Debian-based free and open source operating system. And at the moment, there are about 2,000 workplaces running our Linux-based client. And I'm talking about numbers, some numbers about our budget. You remember nearly 13 million euro budget. We didn't spend more than a half until now. The project from 2003 until now took 6 years, not more than a half of our budget. So let me talk about our OpenOffice migration. That's one of my most liked slides because of this stairs here. The stairs, you don't need the exact numbers, shows how the amount of Office templates arised during we asked our employees, what are you using for your daily business? How many templates do you use? The first analysis was done in 2001, and about 3,000 Office templates have to be migrated. The last analysis in 2008, there have been 21,000 Office templates to be migrated from Microsoft Office to OpenOffice. So you can imagine that can't be true. That really can't be true that a municipality with 14,000 employees uses 21,000 different Office templates. So it's a great opportunity for us, the migration to free software, to combine with a consolidation. A consolidation on a functional basis, one solution for one problem, and also on a technical basis. I talk about our Volmux on the next slides. Office migration, two success factors I'll stress on this slide. Of course, the city of Munich didn't have enough knowledge to do a migration in this size on our own. So we need some external help. We did some procurements and have placed an extended office support center together with external consultants who are helping us. Some small and medium-sized enterprises from the local economy, they are directly benefiting from our migration. They are helping us. They are helping us to look in detail to every of our templates, to do a consolidation, and to only migrate the templates we really need for the future. Another success factor, it's on this slide, we decided to use the Open Document format, the ODF format, and we decided this last year. Last year, before Microsoft